to look after. But she made it. But she had a real good friend that she would go to him and ask him if he would loan her $50 for a year to make the crop on. And in the fall, when the crop was gathered, they paid the bill back. She picked cotton for 35 cents a pound.
She farmed then, most of
them?
Yeah,
yes.
Do you know how far either of them got in school, whether they could read?
I really can't say the grade, but they both read and write. Read.
Yeah.
And could read and write and figure. Uh-huh. Now, they were both good in their arithmetic.
But you know where your mother's people came from way back?
No, I don't know where my mother's people came from, but my daddy's people came from Alabama.
Mm-hmm. When
my granddaddy, they came to this community in the covered wagon.
Your grandfather came from Alabama? But what about your grandmother? Or did you ever hear?
I really don't can't say.
Uh-huh.
She didn't live very long. She had four children. She died, and my granddaddy married again, and she cared for the three children that granddaddy already had.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had six children by her. So my daddy never knew his real mother.
Where was his stepmother? Where was she from?
They live about 2 miles up the way. She was born here, far as I know. She was a Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Tadlock.
Do you know how much education they had?
No, the only thing I can say, they could read and write and figure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how far they got.
Do you know where your ancestors on your father's side came from way back?
Alabama.
Just Alabama. How old's your husband?
Oh, he's 63.
Going to check.
Methodist too?
Right.
How far did he get in school?
Fifth grade. He was a ball player. He wouldn't study. He just worked.
Yeah. Is he very active in church or clubs or anything?
Yes. He's on the board of steers. And we attend Sunday school and church.
Where was he born?
Smith County, Silverina, Mississippi.
What about his parents? Were your parents born?
Smith County.
Were they born in Smith County?
Yeah.
Now, could you tell me some about what this community is like? How?
Well, this community has always been what I would call a wonderful place to live, because when someone is sick, has to go to the hospital, our church takes a collection, a donation,
mm-hmm.
and helps these people pay their doctor bills and hospital mm-hmm. bills. If someone loses their home,